Welcome to the Friday, February 3rd episode of Reefing with Butts, our 21st episode of the 2022-2023 school year. This is an exciting week for me. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Just this past Wednesday, February the 1st, my son Colin turned 27. So happy birthday to Colin Butts, his 27th. And this is also a great week because yesterday, Punxsutawney Phil on Groundhog's Day let us know that winter is far from over. Six more weeks of winter, which will take us all the way to spring break. We hope this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Tracy Garrett, who's a teacher at Roby Elementary School. Ms. Garrett wins a Jeans Day for herself and her team. Congratulations to Tracy Garrett from Roby Elementary School. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It has been absolutely another amazing week in the MSD of Wayne Township. This past Wednesday was signing day at Ben Davis High School. We'd like to congratulate all of our student athletes who recently committed to not only continuing their athletic pursuits, but also their academic pursuits at the collegiate level. We know this is just the beginning, so we look forward to seeing many more pictures of our students, not only for athletics, but also for academics, as we have many signing days in our future for the remainder of the class of 2023. Yesterday, the Board of Education heard from the amazing Westlake Elementary School staff on how they are bringing the curriculum to life in a way that students are able to express themselves. As we walked through the building, the incredible diversity of the student body was proudly displayed in their hallways. And we were also able to hear some amazing students explain how important the arts are in their experience, as well as a trio of young ladies advocating for more activity buses in Mrs. Ramos' classroom. Did you know? Hopefully so. February is Black History Month. So happy Black History Month. This week, we kicked off our celebration, and this year's national theme is Black Resistance. There are many activities, events, and opportunities to better understand how our history is Black history in the MSD of Wayne Township. That's why I am so excited to welcome back this week's guest, Dr. Danita Harris, who serves as our Assistant Superintendent for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. She is leading this important work in our district. Dr. Harris, we'd like to thank you for your leadership and your efforts to center Black voices this month and throughout the year. We want to talk a great deal about that in this week's podcast. And one of the things that you are doing is with our Voices of Black Educators. It's a video series which is produced by Mr. William Escoval, who is a parent liaison at the Education Center. So first of all, welcome, Dr. Harris.
Thank you, Dr. Butts. I'm excited to be here on today.
Tell us a little bit about Black History Month and about this video series we have going on.
Well, I just want our listeners to know that Black History Month actually started as Black History Week in 1926 by prominent historian Carter G. Woodson. And so in 1976, and from there on out, each president has declared February to be Black History Month. Because this month is special, right? There's only 28 days, but it's still a very special month. And one of the things that we really focus on is the Voices of Black Educators video series. It actually started in 2021, and this is our third year in which we have the opportunity to highlight Black educators in the district, specifically administrators, teachers, counselors, and our instructional and SEL coaches. We have truly tried to center Black voices and allow educators to share not only about themselves, but also highlight a Black individual, past or present, or an event that has made a significant contribution to this country or to the ancestral heritage of Black people. One of the things we know for sure is that Black history is American history.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So we're coming up on the 100th anniversary, 1926. So we better start planning for that, just 3 years away, the 100th anniversary of celebrating Black history.
Yes, it's exciting. It's an exciting time.
Why is this so important for the MSD of Wayne Town? I mean, for the country, of course, but we're specifically talking right now about Wayne Township. So why is this so important that we celebrate our Black educators, that our Black educators are sharing stories of people, Black individuals across our country, across the world, who have made a significant difference? Well, why do we do this?
I think the purpose of Voices of Black Educators is multifaceted in that our Black students, we are a majority students of color school district, and it's important for our Black students to see themselves represented in the field of education. Often, Black students may see themselves represented in other ways that are not favorable, but this is an opportunity to see themselves actually working in the field of education. Teachers, administrators, counselors, they can literally see themselves in that position, in that role. But it's just as important for all of our students to see Black people in professions, so that they know that none of us are tied to any one role or responsibility, that any of us at any time can do anything if we put our minds to it. And so that is definitely the goal, but also to share aspects of Black history that sometimes we weren't taught, or maybe we weren't taught to the level that we should have been. It gives teachers an opportunity to do their research after they've watched the video and to prepare and engage students by maybe asking some questions. It just gives students an opportunity to connect.
Thank you. I'd be remiss if I didn't share that we are always trying to celebrate the diversity we have in our classrooms, always trying to help our students see the curriculum and have it come to life and be represented in that. And last time you were on our show, we talked about Hispanic Heritage Month, and that was earlier in the school year. So another opportunity through Black History Month for us to celebrate our students and really highlight our staff. I want to make sure that our listeners know that we are including a link for the videos in today's briefing with Butts Parent Square message, as well as on the district social media accounts that we have Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m., and we encourage all staff members to make sure to utilize their social media to share those not only internally in the MSD of Wayne Township, but also externally with all of our followers, as these videos transcend the walls and the halls and the boundaries of the MSD of Wayne Township, and those will be available not only throughout the month of February, but also to come back to in the future. We're also featuring the one-month-long I Am Black History campaign on social media, we just mentioned. Anything else you want to say about that, Dr. Harris?
About the video series?
Just about our social media series. I know there's YouTube videos that are available for folks to utilize. These can be utilized in the classroom. They're not just for the adults to watch, but great opportunities for classroom discussions.
Absolutely. And it's our goal that our teachers, again, view the videos ahead of time, just like with any resource. We want them to look over it, pull some resources that are age appropriate, in which they can explain to students. But it's funny because teachers who have participated in the past will often say that when they've gone into other buildings, how the younger students will run up to them and say, "Hey, I saw you on the video and you were talking about, you know, this person or this event." So it definitely makes a difference. Representation matters. We know that. And it's just something that we are going to continue to do here in Wayne Township, is to represent our student body with as many adults as possible who look like them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we know that there are many individuals who have contributed to our events in our society and made a positive difference. Black individuals that have truly changed history, and some of us know those individuals pretty well. They're well-known figures, but what I appreciate about our Voices of Black History is that there are also some individuals that people have not heard about that have made a significant impact. So this isn't just about the best and most well-known that we have studied throughout our lifetimes, but also helping us to learn more about individuals that may not be quite as recognized. One of those individuals that is very recognized and something that we have celebrated here in the MSD of Wayne Township, now going on 40 years, is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and we do this through our Expressions of Freedom contest. Since 1983, can you tell us a little bit more about what that celebration is? What do we have to look forward to this year?
One of the great things about Wayne Township is that this work is not new. Diversity, equity, and inclusion really started, Dr. Butts, during DSEG, as you know. And so I had the wonderful opportunity to interview Mr. Tom Langdo, who is now retired. But he used to serve as our desegregation training coordinator. I hope I got that right. And in that video, and I believe that we're going to link the video as well, he talks quite a bit about that transition period where the DSEG order was made, and then there were actually 2 years of planning. And one of the events that was planned for students who were going to participate in one-way busing from the East District to the West District was the MLK, the Martin Luther King Jr. contest. So to think that we are still doing the contest that was once planned during DSEG is really quite awesome in that it's just become the very fabric of who we are in this district when we say, you know, great schools, great community, we are Wayne. And so the theme of this year's Expressions of Freedom contest is leaving a legacy for future generations. And the objective is always to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Students can participate through performing arts, multimedia, multiple literacies, and every year we have a reception that is held this year to be at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center in March, where we have an opportunity to celebrate the number one winners in each school building. And it's just been a tremendous blessing to see how students are still engaged, they're still energized, and they still want to share what it means to them in terms of leaving a legacy for future generations.
And that celebration is open to everyone. It is a public event. It'll be Thursday, March the 9th, 6 p.m., Chapel Hill. It's just an amazing opportunity to have these students share their expressions, whether it be multimedia or print art or any one of the ways that they have the opportunity in the hallways of Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center, and to hear them really bring their expressions to life of Dr. Martin Luther King. Great opportunity. We mentioned 1983, so busing began in 1981 as part of our desegregation effort. You mentioned our East District. That's an area known as Hawville for us. We were one of the early districts to make sure to work with the city so that our desegregation area could be contiguous, meaning that families would have greater access to the schools in which their children were now being bused and attending. Which helped us to bridge that gap. And this was one of those ways early on in our desegregation efforts that has just continued on. And in fact, it was wonderful yesterday as part of our MSD of Wayne Township Twitter account to see an early picture of some of our students from Hawville who were getting ready to attend the MSD of Wayne Township visiting Chapel Glen Elementary School. And just one of those celebrations that has really made a significant impact and a huge change to the MSD of Wayne Township that we continue to see playing out today.
I agree. It is just, like I said, it's really a blessing because you think, oh, Dr. Martin Luther King, we all know about Dr. Martin Luther King. But it's one of those things that as we grow, right, when you know more, you do more, and you spread just your education and your experiences with others. And so to see our students have the opportunity to share their form of expression in terms of what it means, what equity means, what, you know, civil rights mean in their own way from preschool all the way up to the high school really is quite something to see. So, yes, we invite the community to come out and join us.
One of the aspects of our Voices of Black History is really individuals that have inspired our Black educators who are sharing those stories. Who inspired you?
I would definitely say my mother. Mm. And I say that with a smile because I'm going to have to send her this.
absolutely. We're going to send her this link so that she can can know exactly what you're saying.
I say that with a smile just because she's just an awesome woman. She is the mother of three girls. I'm the youngest. And just watching her as a woman of faith, a woman who honors her husband to this day, who still cares very much for her children and grandchildren. She never forced any of us to go to college, but she always said, do something and be productive with your life. And knowing that she retired from an envelope factory, working in an envelope factory, and just seeing her now, I just realized how blessed I am to have a mom and a dad who both believed in me, didn't push me. They probably should have, but they didn't push me. But yet just those values and morals and a Christian lifestyle just helped me to be a better human being. And so I'm forever grateful for that.
Well, we are grateful for her, too, that she allowed us to have you in our lives and impacting our district. And so we appreciate the inspiration that she has brought to you. One of the questions we asked you before that I'm going to ask again, just to remind us, when you are not working, which I know you work a lot, and you are always representing the MSD of Wayne Township, and you also have a role as an elected official in Warren Township, but when you're not working, what are the things that you like to do?
Lately, it's been sleeping. It really has been. It's just been just catching up on my rest, and I think sometimes we don't do that enough. Ensuring that we get enough hours of sleep. And so I've been very intentional about making myself go to bed or try to go to bed around 9:30 so that I can get up early. But it's really about sleeping.
Dr. Harris, Assistant Superintendent for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in the MSD of Wayne Township, thank you so much for joining us today and for helping us to kick off and celebrate Black History Month in the MSD of Wayne Township. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Butts.
Coming up, we are accepting nominations for the posthumous recognition of outstanding individuals who have made a significant contribution to education in the MSD of Wayne Township. Nominations for enshrinement on the memorial wall at Ben Davis High School should be made to the MSD of Wayne Township Education Center in care of me by Friday, March the 17th. A ceremony will be held May 6th for those who were selected. Please make sure to check out the link in this week's Briefings with Butts for the nomination form. Also, good luck to our Ben Davis girls basketball team in tonight's sectional matchup against our rival to the north, Pike High School. Also, tomorrow, this Saturday, at Ben Davis High School, we are hosting the Skills USA Indiana Region 3 competition and the swimming sectional. We do have a school board meeting on Monday, February the 6th, and our school board will be visiting Roby Elementary School on February the 9th. Just a reminder as well to stay informed, this is the Indiana Legislative Session. We have linked a resource to help you keep track of bills throughout this session in this week's Parent Square message. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. But before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thank you for listening. And have a great weekend.